I'm governor president of the Temiskaming and Bitsibi Trail Association, which encompasses seven different clubs here in this area.
Yeah, and you would be connected with the North Bay and Muskoka area too, I assume.
While that's not part of our district of District 14, but I mean, all the interprovincial trails are connected throughout the province.
Okay, so let's talk about those trails. Is the season a wash at this point?
Well, some areas down south, it appears that it could be. But for up here, we're still hopeful that we'll get more snow. Mother Nature, I think, got the order wrong and sent it out east too much. There, there's snow lately and bypassed us. But that's because other than that, I mean, our trails are not the best, but considering the amount of snow that we have, our operators did very well. So, and closer to town, closer to the roads is where the trails are really taking a beating, but out in the bush and the forest, they're still actually still very good.
So there has been snowmobiling going on.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. And the trails around Timmins and even Kirkland Lake, Timmins, Cochrane, Kapuskasing up to Hearst are still available at this point. I can't talk on behalf of the condition of them. Yellow means they're not as good as green. They're still available. They're still there. Yellow is just to have to be careful. And what's happening down, especially down south, where there might be some lot of snow in some areas, it's the groomers can't get there. Especially if there's waterways or a lot of marsh that are getting unthawed right now. Until that gets cold back, but we definitely need snow. There's no ifs or buts about it. It's unprecedented. We're not the only ones. You listen to the radio and all the small communities outside ice rinks are not there. Look at Ottawa. They had, a whole 2 days, I think, of skating on the Rideau Canal. It's unprecedented throughout the season. And coming back to our trails, though, so unfortunately, one thing that people have to realize is before the trail even becomes available, there's a lot of preparation, packing, brushing, and so forth that's got to be done. And all this work has to be done. Either the trail is available for 1 day or 3 months. All that work has to be done before those trails are available. So there's still a lot of infrastructure and a lot of work that's done to get the trails going.
So I guess the way to go is the interactive trail map before you head out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. Have a look at there and be mindful of that for sure, please.
And stay off the ice if there's any over waterways.
Correct. And especially stay off private land for a couple of reasons, for safety reasons. Especially, I mean, without the snow cover, you don't know what's underneath there. A lot of stuff are not being covered, but mainly you want to stay off private land because that's where we get our permissions revoked after a while and we lose trails. I mean, our trails are built on the permissions of these landowners allowing us to go on their property to have these trails. So if you start veering off too much, we start pissing off the landowners, then they revoke the permission and we have a reroute or we have no trails.
All right. Is there anything you want to add to any of this?
Yes. I want everybody to start practicing their snow dance, please, and do it now. And pray for snow. That's all I can say. And it's not just for us, for the ski hills, for the outdoor community, outdoor activities. We live up north. We live for the snow. So we definitely want the snow and keep up spirits. I know it may be hard to do sometimes, but still have to stay positive. And we're hopefully that we'll be getting some snow soon and everything will be hunky-dory.
So if you're out on your machine and you find a volcano, throw a chicken into it and pray for snow.
That's a good idea. Yes. Yeah.
Gilbert, always a pleasure. Thank you. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you. Take care, Bob.
Yeah, have a great day.